Awe Island family. Thank you for listening to Be Calm on Awe Island, a proud member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Do you have a listening buddy? Maybe a sibling or a stuffed animal or a pet who likes to listen to Awe Island with you? Please draw a picture of your listening buddy and send it to us. We'd love to see it. A grown-up can help you visit aweisland.com/gallery to send us your drawing.
Hello, Awe Island friends. Did you know that our Patreon memberships include access to the whole Awe Island library? Plus, you'll get an exclusive extra episode every week. Visit patreon.com/Awe Island to become a member. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Before we begin, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Great job, everyone. Before today's story, let's relax. We'll start by taking a deep dragon breath together. You'll breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath. In and out. As you breathe out, feel your legs, back, and belly soften, and think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Relax your arms and shoulders, and let's take another deep dragon breath together. Ready? Deep breath. In and out. Now close your eyes and feel your face and neck relax. Imagine that you are the baby fawn with your mama deer. You feel safe and loved. Let's take one more deep dragon breath. Remember to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, like a dragon. Here we go. Deep breath. In and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. I think we're ready to begin our story. Hello, Awe Islanders. Do you remember the episode Peanut Butter Power? In that story, Tom and Katie listened to a podcast called Who Smarted while they cleaned up the mess left over from a diorama they built for a school project. Today's story is about what happened the day before. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Terrific Tour. On a rainy morning on Awe Island, Tom Davis watched out the window of the car, looking beyond the droplets of water streaking down the glass. The rain rain outside was relentless, tapping a rhythm on the pavement and forming puddles that reflected the gray clouds above. As they drove along, the streets of downtown Awe Island rolled by. They zoomed past the flower shop, the record store, and a new cafe, until a set of stately white columns came into view. "Look, Tom, we're here," Katie Bowski pointed her finger toward the same distinguished building Tom was looking at. Tom and Katie were visiting the library together because they were partners on a school project. Their assignment was to make a diorama of some place on Awe Island that was special to them. Tom and Katie had picked the library not only because they both loved to read, but they were also curious about how the library worked. Tom's mom parked their car on the curb of the street right outside the library. She pulled out a large umbrella and pulled Katie and Tom close so they could all fit under its protection. While they walked, Tom stared up at the building's columns, trying to memorize what they looked like. After all, he and Katie would need to recreate the way the library looked in their diorama. As they entered the building, Mrs. Davis lowered the umbrella and shook the water from it. "Well, kids, where to first?" she asked. Tom looked around him. The entry area was warm and welcoming. It had a soft, glowing lamp, a display of recommended books, and a few couches for reading. Straight ahead was the front desk, where everyone checked out their books. To Tom's left was the children's area of the library. Tom knew this area well. It had tables for activities and comfy beanbag chairs for reading. The shelves were lined with books of all colors and sizes, creating a rainbow of knowledge and adventure. The sight of the books made Tom feel as if he were entering a world of magic and mystery, with endless possibilities and wonders waiting to be discovered. Tom would often wander through the shelves and select whatever book caught his eye. Even though Tom was very fond of the children's area, he was curious about the other areas of the library. To the right of the front desk was an archway that led to the adult area of the library. Tom had never been to that side of the building. Tom turned to Katie. "Katie, since you and I already know that section pretty well," Tom said, gesturing to the children's area, "maybe we can visit places we haven't seen." "Ooh, maybe we can even get a tour," Katie suggested. "I think that's a great idea," added Mrs. Davis. "I will ask the circulation desk if that's something they can do." Katie and Tom followed Tom's mom to the front desk. Mrs. Davis explained their project to the young woman who was working there. The woman picked up the thick, tan receiver of a phone and placed a call. A few moments later, someone walked to the front desk from the adult area to introduce themselves. "Hello, I'm Sal, one of the reference librarians here at the Awe Island Library." Sal wore big round glasses and a thick, cozy sweater. "I understand you are in need of a tour." "Yes, please," said Katie. "We're making a diorama of the library for a school project." "Ah, in that case, you probably want to know a little about the history and architecture of the building," Sal said, ushering Katie, Tom, and Mrs. Davis to a picture hanging on the wall near the front door. It was a black and white picture on faded brown paper. Tom recognized it as the library building. The front was exactly the same, but the sides of the building were smaller. "This is a photograph of the original building," said Sal. "Before it was a library, This building was actually the town hall of Awe Island, where important meetings and government functions took place. In fact, the original portion of this building was constructed over 150 years ago, and it was later expanded and renovated to become the beautiful library that you see today. Tom listened intently as Sal told them the history of the library. He had never considered how old the community on Awe Island was, so the idea that the library building had been around for so long was quite a surprise for him. Mrs. Davis winked at Tom and then said to their guide, "Sal, can you tell us anything about the columns out front?" Tom smiled. His mom must have seen him admiring the columns when they walked in. "Oh, certainly," said Sal. "Those are a type of column called Ionic columns. It's a style of column that dates back to ancient Greece." "Why would they use an ancient style here on Awe Island?" asked Katie. "Back when this building was originally constructed, it was popular to use Ionic columns for important buildings. They thought that classical Greek architecture conveyed the history, knowledge, and wisdom that the building would house." Sal smiled at Tom. "Whether or not that's true, I still think the building is beautiful, don't you?" Tom nodded in agreement. He thought about how he felt whenever he entered the library's grand doors. The large white columns in the front made the library seem imposing, yet welcoming. Tom was amazed to learn that the building was purposefully constructed to help visitors experience exactly what he felt. He had never thought about how a building could be designed to affect people's emotions. Tom was eager to see the rest of the building. "Which area of the library is the new part?" Tom asked. Sal gestured to the archway in front of the adult section. "That wing was added about 30 years ago," he said. "That expansion allowed us to add many more books, computers, study rooms, and other resources for the community that we wouldn't otherwise have had room for." "Can we go see it?" asked Katie. With a smile, Sal nodded and said, "Let's go." And all four proceeded past the elevator and through the archway. The moment Tom walked through, he couldn't help but feel a sense of wonder and awe. This large room was a breathtaking space. It was open and airy like an atrium. Tom and his group were on the first floor, but he could look down over a railing and see the ground floor below them, which housed a great many computers and desks. The desks were arranged neatly in rows with comfortable chairs and ample workspace. The first floor housed a few desks and computers as well, but there were also many shelves displaying newspapers and magazines. As Tom looked up, he noticed that the space extended upward with two more floors of shelves that stretched all the way to the ceiling. The shelves were filled with books of all shapes and sizes, arranged in neat rows. The space was filled with natural light that streamed in from several windows. Tom couldn't help but feel as though the space was inviting him in. "This must be intentional design," he thought to himself. "If people are supposed to read and study here, the space should be welcoming and inspiring." Sal continued to explain the different areas of the library. The floor they were on, that had the magazines, newspapers, and academic journals, was called the periodical section. The upper floors, with tightly packed shelves of books, were called the stacks. And the lower floor was the reading area and media center. Tom was impressed at how each section of the library had its own specific purpose. Finally, Sal led the group to a semicircular desk near the stairs on the first floor. "This is the reference desk," he explained. "This is where I spend most of my day." "But what do you actually do as a librarian?" asked Katie. "Anything and everything," Sal answered. "If a library patron needs help with something, I assist them. Most times, that means guiding them to a book or article, or teaching them to use the media center. Today, it meant giving a tour to two students with a diorama project," Sal winked. Tom suddenly got an idea. "Sal," he asked, "do you think you could help me find a book about architecture?" "Certainly," Sal said. Sal brought Katie and Tom behind the reference desk to show them how to use the library's database to search for books. With Sal's help, Tom found an architecture book called Building Our World that he wanted to check out. Sal then explained how each book was given a code, a unique series of numbers or letters based on what the book was about. Tom wrote down the code for Building Our World, and then the group went to search the shelves for the book. The book wasn't hard to find at all, because each row of shelves was labeled, showing which numbers were housed there. Katie also picked out her own book. It was a biology book about cats. With their books in tow, Tom and Katie returned to the circulation desk with Sal and Mrs. Davis and checked out their books using their library cards. Their time at the library was nearing an end. "Thank you for the tour, Sal," said Katie. "Yes, thank you," said Tom. "I learned a lot." "You're very welcome," Sal said. "Good luck on your diorama." With that, Mrs. Davis opened her umbrella and ushered Tom and Katie out to the car. As they began to drive to Katie's house, she spoke. "That was really interesting. Tom, do you want to start on the diorama tomorrow?" Tom looked at his mother in the driver's seat. "May I, Mom?" "Sure," she responded. "I will call Dr. Bowski tonight so that we can work out the details." Tom and Katie spent the rest of the ride making plans for their diorama. The rain didn't let up for the rest of the day, but Tom didn't mind. He was eager to read his new book. Building Our World explored everything from pyramids to skyscrapers. As Tom sat on the couch flipping through the pages, he imagined what it would be like to be an architect. Maybe someday, he would create buildings that would be just as inspiring as the Awe Island Library. Tom lay on the couch with a cozy blanket wrapped around him, his head buried in the pages of Building Our World. As he read, he listened to the sound of rain pattering against the window pane and the distant rumble of thunder. Even though he found the book very interesting, he was starting to get sleepy. Tom grabbed a bookmark and carefully placed it in the book so that he could pick up where he left off. The air inside the house was warm and inviting, and Tom felt safe and content. Tom's eyes grew heavy, and his mind began to wander to everything he had to be grateful for. He was grateful for his mom and Katie, who had accompanied him on the library tour. Tom stretched his arms and let out a big yawn. And then he took a deep dragon breath in and out. Tom was also grateful for the librarian, Sal, who had taken time out of their day to explore the history and inner workings of the library. Tom pulled his blanket tightly around him and took another deep dragon breath in and out. The gentle rhythm of the rain was lulling him to sleep. Tom thought about the library itself. He was grateful to have such a beautiful building in his community, full of knowledge and resources for anyone who chose to pass under its white columns. Tom took one final deep dragon breath in and out. And drifted off to sleep. The book still open on his chest as he dreamed of all the possibilities of buildings he could create. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.